This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Well, greetings everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. In his second letter to the Thessalonian church, the Apostle Paul talked about interesting prophetic developments, prophecies for our time. He talked about the fact that a man, the man of sin, the man of lawlessness, the man of iniquity, will sit in the temple of God, claiming to be God. And he also talked at the same time about a falling away from the truth when these events take place. A warning to the church, the true church of God, not to be deceived, because this man of sin, this man of lawlessness, will come with the power of Satan, as we clearly read in his letter. Now some say, oh, this refers to him sitting in the church, which is sometimes referred to as the spiritual body of Christ. But this is absolutely not what Paul was talking about. He is talking about a literal temple, which brings us to the fact that the Jews will still build a third temple on the Temple Mount at the same time when they perhaps begin to bring animal sacrifices. And this will set in motion great turmoil in the region. Now, first of all, let me read to you an interesting article from the Israel National News, dated June 27, saying that Dr. Naya Bakirat, the director of the Quran Academy at the Al-Aqsa Mosque, called on Muslims to save the northern and eastern parts of the Temple Mount from Jewish visitors and to prevent the occupation from implementing its destructive plans. According to Bakirat, there is an Israeli plan to build a synagogue and to open the Gate of Mercy on the eastern side of the Temple Mount, which has been closed since the days of Saladin in 1187 AD. The article goes on to say that the Palestinian Authority and, of course, radical Palestinian Arab Islamists maintain that the two holy temples never existed. They claim the site as a solely Muslim and Palestinian Arab state. Now, whether or not there is such a plot to build a synagogue on the Temple Mount and later the temple, we know a temple is going to be built. And we know that the concept that the two prior temples didn't exist is political propaganda. It's just a ridiculous nonsense of inaccuracy. And I believe the Palestinians know better than that themselves. Now, many maintain that before a temple can be built, actually, before animal sacrifice can be offered, something like a red heifer has to appear, a cow, and you then use the ashes of that cow to purify or cleanse the region, which allegedly is filled with sin. Now, not everybody believes that, and the Bible most certainly doesn't require that. But interesting it is that the Israel National News again wrote on June 28 that an announcement was made that a potential red heifer will be in existence in 2018. And it is the Temple Institute which says that they have now in existence five red Angus cows. They are carrying potential red heifer candidates. Now, again, many of the Orthodox Jews require that such a red heifer exists and can be used. Others don't believe it, but it is still interesting to evaluate that situation. What is perhaps even more remarkable is the fact that the Temple Institute also is very engaged in trying to build the third temple on the Temple Mount. They have already blueprints ready. They have already created all the ingredients to the temple. Everything which needs to be put in the temple is already done. They have already constructed that, including the Ark of the Covenant and all the other things. And people are telling us that once the green light is given, it will take 6 months or less to build that temple. Can you imagine the turmoil which is going to occur when that starts? There's already a lot of turmoil right now in the Middle East. The Middle East is already a powder keg, ready to explode. Here's an article by Israel National News from July the 4th, talking about UNESCO's World Heritage Committee, which passed a resolution condemning Israel for its policies in the Old City of Jerusalem. The resolution refers to Israel as the occupying power in its capital and denies Israel's claims to the Old City and Eastern Jerusalem. Now, Israel has made it very clear that Jerusalem, in their mind, is the undivided capital of the State of Israel, and they will never allow a separation, which means they will never agree to a peace process which has at its goal a two-state solution. Now, President Trump has originally said that he can not live with a two-state solution. He prefers a one-state solution, but then he backpedals and now is saying, well, there could very well be a two-state solution. He also backpedaled when it came to the transfer of the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, and he waived that law requiring it, which means that at least for the next 6 months, nothing is going to happen, if anything. The point being, Israel cannot rely on the United States, and Israel cannot rely on anybody else. Notice this article having to do with Hebron. And the Times of Israel wrote on July 9 to begin with that raging over a decision to declare Hebron's Tomb of the Patriarchs a part of endangered Palestinian heritage, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday recited biblical verses. And he cited actually Genesis chapter 23, verses 16 to 19, meant to prove the millennia-old Jewish connection to the West Bank. In other words, the point is, in this passage in Genesis, we read that Abraham acquired ground for a burial place in which Sarah was buried, in which, according to Jewish thinking, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and others were buried. Now, the fact is that UNESCO has now said, no, this doesn't belong to the Jews, it belongs to the Palestinians. The Associated Press added on July 7 that Hebron is part of the West Bank, a territory captured by Israel in the 1967 Mideast War. The international community considers it to be occupied. Palestinians claim the West Bank is an integral part of a future independent state, a position that is widely backed internationally, but which Israel doesn't accept, which originally America under President Trump didn't accept, but now he switched his position on that one as well. The article goes on to say, Israel has built dozens and dozens of settlements in the West Bank, housing about 400,000 Israelis. The Palestinians and most of the world consider these to be illegal obstacles to peace. And then it says that Hebron is especially contentious. Many of the Palestinians involved in the current wave of attacks that began in 2015 came from Hebron. And so we know there is not going to be a peace treaty between Israel and the Palestinians, and there is not going to be a two-state solution, even though most prefer that and want that. Israel is not going to agree to that. And so there is going to be war. First, it will be a war in which Israel will receive a wound, as we read in the Bible. But then ultimately, it will be such turmoil, especially when those events take place which I talked to you about, the beginning of animal sacrifices, let's say the beginning of the building of the temple and other developments, that a European army will invade the Middle East, will conquer Jerusalem. A European army under the leadership of a figure called the Beast in the book of Revelation, called the King of Assyria in the book of Isaiah, called King Jareb in the book of Hosea, called the King of the North in the book of Daniel. And with the Beast comes that false prophet. And he is going to sit in the temple of God, claiming to be God, and he is going to perform miracles. But all of that is a satanic lie. And Paul is warning us not to fall for the deception. Most people will, because he also said they haven't maintained, they haven't received the love for the truth. Do you love the truth? When these events take place, the Great Tribulation will have begun, a time of 3.5 years or less, so bad that if Jesus Christ was not to return to intervene and to cut those days short, no human being would survive. No human being would survive. We have prepared a free booklet, The Fall and Rise of the Jewish People. This booklet explains a lot about the Third Temple. It explains about the Red Heifer ceremony. It explains about what is going to happen. Who is that man of sin, that man of iniquity, that man of lawlessness, a false prophet? What is he going to do exactly? And how is he collaborating with the beast? And many more things. Where is the throne of David today? Because that throne must exist, because when Christ comes back, he will sit on it, ruling from Jerusalem. Where is it? Do you know? You can know if you ask for a free copy of this booklet on the fall and rise of the Jewish people. Please do so today, and you will not regret having done so. Thank you very much for listening and watching, and this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.